This life is ongoing change. We all know that, and yet we don't know it, or don't want to embrace it. Ongoing change means all sorts of changes, whether it's the physical condition, the mental states, whether it's ourself or so-called others, whether it's people or circumstances or organizations, whether it's the weather or the sounds or all the other ways we have of describing this moment that is our life. Saying this is simple. Embracing this is the only thing that gives us difficulty in our life. Embracing it means being intimate in the circumstance right here, right now. Being intimate with behaviors of others, with conditions of others, of ourselves, with all the habits of reactions that we find ourselves in the midst of when things arise. We could say that's what our practice is. So today and tomorrow I will talk a little bit. We can explore a little bit this, and maybe I'll cite a few of Zen Chan ancestors' comments on these matters, because this is always what we're dealing with. Whether on a simple level we sit down and things feel good, and a little later we find ourselves all caught up in thinking about what she said about me yesterday or what he's going to do tomorrow. That's ongoing change of this, call it mind stream chatter, emotion, thought that arises, passes. Could be the condition of our body. Could be, as we work, how someone else works or doesn't work, and what we think about it. How we want to move when we're being still, or how we want to be still when we're moving. So, but it's always, as you know very well, practice is always in the specifics. Sometimes we believe that what's going to take care of it will be a certain kind of circumstances, a certain set of conditions, and we might even get those for a while. But as we know very well, ongoing change, even if we have hold conditions that we want, where we know and might even be fearful about the potential ongoing change. How do we be when others in our life do things different than we expect them to? We know they should. We know is right. See, this is ongoing change as well. Sometimes we think, oh, I've got to get my life so I live a joyous, happy life. And it's about getting the conditions in a certain way that will make for that happiness, that joy, that satisfaction. Instead of seeing that a life of joyousness is being joyful in the midst, being joyous in the midst of ongoing change. Sometimes some of us think that I've got to understand things, know things, figure it out. Yesterday I talked a little about Master Wangpo. Wangpo was a student, disciple, successor of Bai Chang. Some of you know Bai Chang, also known as Yakujo. Another of Bai Chang's successors was Guishan. Guishan, also known as Isan. When he was asked by a disciple, what is the way? He said, no mind, or mindlessness. But actually, no mind is better. Non-mind, no mind is the way. The disciple says, I don't understand, I don't comprehend. So Guishan said very immediately to him, all you need to apprehend, all you need to get is the one who does not comprehend. I often encourage some of you to practice with looking who doesn't understand, who is upset, who is reacting angrily. All you need is to apprehend or know the one who does not comprehend. Look who doesn't understand. So the monk, the disciple, asks, who is the one who does not comprehend? Guishan said, none other than yourself. None other than yourself. But we have an idea of who our self is, and it gets in the way of being this no mind, non-comprehending, who is exactly our life. Instead, we think it's about getting more. Guishan goes on. Know that the one who does not comprehend is precisely your heart-mind, precisely your Buddha. If you gain bits of knowledge and information from the outside and think that's Zen, understanding, that's going to take care of it, that's the way, then you're off the mark. This kind of practice, understanding, learning, is like dumping dirt upon your mind, dumping entanglements upon your mind rather than releasing those. It's not about you having to get something else. It's always being as you are, or seeing what gets in the way of being as you are. And we don't need something extra. We don't lack anything from the beginning, except that we don't believe that and act as if we do. And then from that we get into all sorts of trouble. And it's the trouble, said, that makes our life, and sometimes the life of others, difficult. Guishan said further in this statement, or, I wish to see all people now living know how to experience directly their life. Experience directly who and what you are. That's what we're doing here together as we sit and work and rest and eat, and all our practice in Sesshin, and all our practice outside of Sesshin, and all our encounters from morning till night with every being that we encounter. See? Is the opportunity to experience directly, to manifest directly and serve directly this life, who we are. And yet we need to get clear on what there is to do. Guishan is also known as Isan, and he's considered the founder of a, let us call it, a school of Chan known as the Ikkyu or Guiyang school. My Chinese is very bad. It's named after himself, which is Guishan, and his successor, who is Yangshan. Yangshan's a very interesting fellow. I'll say it, one nice story that goes on. Yangshan was obviously studying with Guishan, and one day Guishan said to the assembly, so many people have only great potentiality, but they don't know how to manifest great functioning, great potentiality. Let's see if we, a nicer word than that. I think that has, that's not quite so easy in English. What would be a better word? Well, we'll leave it at that. So Yangshan, the disciple, goes down to the mountain, and not understanding, he asks the hermit who lives below the mountain. He says, Guishan, the abbot, taught the so-and-so, taught this about having great potentiality, but not knowing great functioning or great action. The hermit said, oh, please repeat that to me again. So Yangshan began to repeat it. that moment the hermit stamped on him that he fell on the ground. When he came back up the mountain, he told Guishan this. Guishan was so happy. Wonderful! Do you see what the hermit did? He didn't explain it to Yangshan. He directly showed him. Directly showed him what great functioning is. Okay? Directly showed him great functioning, great action. That means responding in this moment without holding on to ideas. See? Ideas of one or the other, ideas of enlightened and not enlightened, and function and not function, and all of these get us in trouble. See? Though we attain great potential, we don't always realize great functioning. Since I use that phrase, there's another nice, what should I say, back and forth between Guishan and Yangshan. They were spending the day picking tea leaves, one of the typical actions that in a Zen community, like, you know, we work. So they were working outside in the bushes and picking the tea leaves. We haven't been doing it, but right outside we have lots of tea leaves in the mint. And sometimes on Sundays I pick all those and put them in the pot and we have that as our tea. In fact, that would be a good thing to do in Samu if there's time. If you have people to use the tea leaves from right outside. So they were picking the tea leaves. And then Guishan said to Yangshan, "All day today I've heard your voice, but I haven't seen your form." Yangshan then shook the tea tree. Guishan said, "You attained the function, but you haven't realized the essence." Yangshan said to the master, "What does the master say? Or what does the master show essence?" Guishan was silent for a long time. Yangshan said, "The master has attained essence, but hasn't realized the function." Guishan then said, "I spare you 30 blows with the stick." Some people ended at that point. Yangshan replied, "If I receive 30 blows from the master's stick, who will receive 30 blows from me?" So, nice. Function and essence, or function and potential. See, this is what it is. How do we be who we are and freely respond to circumstances? Guishan's teacher talking about these matters said, "Awakening is the same as non-awakening, or enlightenment is the same as non-enlightenment. Without mind, without dharmas, without heart-mind, without dharmas, meaning phenomena, objects, it's just this mind, just this moment, just this, to use Guishan's words, this one that does not apprehend, that does not hold to ideas of emptiness, delusion, mundane or sacred. It is the original mind dharma that is of itself whole and complete, perfect and complete. Having arrived at this, you must uphold and sustain it. I'll stop there because tomorrow I want to talk a little about this upholding and sustaining, or the specific of how we practice with it. But we can stop now and talk, explore this. As I say often, my raising this is so that we can find in it what will support and encourage us and clarify for us our practice of directly being who we are, directly seeing what we need to do. So I'll stop now, and maybe something I said will be useful and we could explore it further.
Yeah. So the last one that you read,
Bai Chang. That was from Bai Chang. That's from.
So you read where you read the past where other people ended.
The what?
Where you read on. You said this is where it usually ends. This is where it often ends.
Yes.
And then you can.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
The you know, these are texts that are about 1,100-1,200 years old, so we're not always sure whether there was something that was added on a little. So that was the Guishan and Yangshan. See, as soon as I turn away from where it is, I don't know if I... the one of 30 blows. Mm-hmm. Some of them end where Guishan says, "I spare you 30 blows with the staff," and that's the end of the text. Some other versions of it continue with the Yangshan's comment, and then further comment. Guishan then says again, "I spare you 30 blows," and then a later master comments on it, "I ask you, who made the error here?" But that's just the nature of, what should I say, commentarial text.
Yeah. So he says, I know you lost it.
I can.
So the on the continuation, he says, I don't remember.
If I receive the 30 blows of the master staff, who then will receive 30 blows from me?
Right. So that's. Seemed to tickle you when you read that, and I don't quite see I don't quite see that.
Yangshan was saying to Guishan, "You haven't shown me functioning." Guishan then says, "I spare you 30 blows with the staff."
Right.
What's that?
Pardon me.
What's that?
Him sparing him?
Yeah. Don't get into ideas of sparing him is not punishing him, giving him is punishing him. You have to see that this is a different language, a different form. "I spare you 30 blows with the staff" is Guishan's functioning right there.
Mm-hmm. Then he's been...
Yangshan responds, "If I receive 30 blows from the masters, who will then receive 30 blows from me?" Tomorrow we'll have a nice dialogue that continues... Actually, not tomorrow. Mushin, you can cite it if you know it by now.
Which one?
The case in the Blue Cliff record. No, okay, we'll leave it. Just leave it at
the
that.
The next case?
Yes.
Oh, it's a long one.
You want to... No, we don't have to go into it. It's a detraction. Just let us just let us just say that this is his way of expressing functioning. Don't get caught in punishment. Don't get caught in ideas of right or wrong. Let us just say that this is his way of expressing functioning. Guishan's.
And yours is to sort of chuckle at it.
I don't know. I chuckled.
Yeah. You
okay. It's some of these. I enjoy these. As some of you know, some of you find that don't always enjoy them, but that's okay. One of the reasons I bring them up is to be able to use them to enable us to explore what practice is. And if we don't comprehend them, then right there is our opportunity to look at who doesn't comprehend. That's exactly what the Master said earlier. This is our heritage, if I say it that way. This is their way of expressing directly what we try to figure out. And as soon as we go to figuring it out, we are off. That's what Guishan was saying. If you try to figure it out and get ideas and get comprehensions, then that itself is just adding dirt onto your very life. See, that itself is, he says, dumping dross upon your mind rather than purging it of dross. That's one translation. Remember, he didn't use such words. That's an English translation. But trying to understand our life in those terms is limited. That's why our practice isn't about what I read you, what you read, what you think. That's why our practice in sitting isn't about thinking about sitting, thinking about breathing, commenting upon it. It's being just this moment and allowing our functioning, if I say it that way, to be bigger, because we are bigger than just the aspect of apprehending, comprehending. That's why Guishan begins, what is the way? Non-mind. No mind is the way. But what did we have earlier? Wangpo says, from the beginning, Buddhas and beings are nothing but this mind. Your whole life, this, again, mind isn't the conscious thinking that we're doing. That's just a little piece of who we are. See, gaining bits of knowledge and information from outside. Outside is reading, hearing, thinking about it. All of that, if we mistake that for who we are, for the way, that's off the mark. It doesn't mean you don't use those. Sure. Just like if I want to lift this stick up, I use my hand. If I want to read, I use my knowledge of being able to read. And because I can read English, I can read it. The Chinese part of the text I have to struggle with, and I can't make very much of a lot of it. And if I read it to you, that would be even of less use. And But comprehending is a tool, just like our hands and arms are tools. It's the one who does not comprehend is what we need to really be. Then comprehending is wonderful, not comprehending is wonderful. When we're with someone who does what we want, that's our opportunity to be joyous. When we're with someone who does what we don't want, that's our opportunity to be and joyousness and to function as that joy. Not in a set manner, but in a way that manifests this wisdom and compassion that we and they together are, that is our life. That's the point of our sitting. We sit here together. We're not sitting by ourselves, and yet we are sitting. Each of us are sitting just ourselves, and yet our sitting is the whole room and everyone who sits with us. So, but I've gone off from where you were, so I'll stop. So, I don't know why I chuckle. So, you've been sitting for several days. What have you discovered? Have I silenced everyone? Did you not? What did you get from what I read? Or was it really that incomprehensive? Yes.
Well, I think you already answered this, but it seems like I noticed in China and Japan there's a tradition. And it's very much in a softer way, like when you touch my leg with a stick. Or chest, you're saying, come back to this moment, quit thinking about it. And back then, it sounds harsher, stomp somebody or hit them, but it's just like, let that go. Just let that go and be here now.
Well, even more, with the hermit, when you said stomp or kick, the hermit, he was being asked, what is this direct great functioning? So the hermit gave him another chance, said, repeat that. He was still thinking about it. See, he could have heard just from the hermit saying, repeat that, and he could have seen it in terms of his own speaking, but he couldn't. So he started again wanting to figure it out and think about it. So the hermit directly showed him right there, functioned immediately, and as you say, shut him up at the same time. Because if we think about it, that was the point that Guishan has emphasized. Guishan is considered a very kind, soft teacher. He isn't one that goes around hitting people, beating them up. But he's very much concerned. He says he wants everyone to experience their own life. Experience for themselves. Know for themselves. And that's what we all want. Know for ourselves, know for yourself your life. And if we do it by getting new words and new ideas and think those are it, that's just putting dirt on ourselves. It's not that the words aren't useful, but they're there to encourage and enable us to practice for ourselves in our own breathing, sitting, standing. Our own functioning from morning to night is the functioning of this, as he used the expression, mind, heart, dharma that we are. See, that's why we do such simple activities in Sesshin. Anyone can do Sesshin. They might not want to. They might not want to work with what's hard, but the things that we do here, we sit, we stand up, we walk, we do simple work tasks, everyone according to their ability. So you are not asked to do any work that is beyond your capacity as a person. We rest. So the things we do are the simple, ordinary functioning of being human. And we adapt it to the condition of the people and the circumstances. And yet it's in this very ordinary activity that we have the opportunity to be who we are. It's not that we don't have that opportunity throughout our life, from morning to night. But our habits of mind and reactions cloud it for us. So we don't see from the beginning what we are doing. We believe our stories and we miss what we're doing from morning to night. I say to you, since you're a pharmacist and you're giving medication to people, that you're the bodhisattva who is offering the opportunity to relieve pain and illness to people. That you're the doing bodhisattva functioning all day from morning to night. That's all you're doing. And you're doing dharma transactions all day with whoever comes to your counter. If you and they know it, then that's all it is. No different than the monastic who takes care of the ill in a monastery. It's exactly the same. What is the Buddha is known as the great medicine king, who offers medicine for people who are suffering. That's what our practice is. To imbibe the medicine of our life to help relieve suffering of ourself and others. So. As we shouldn't get caught up in the language culture differences between China and here, what we're always talking about is what it is to be human. Different settings articulated in different ways, but it's all always about this life that we are, and we all share it. We all share it. As I said, one of my teachers used to like to say, we all are members of the same nose-hole society. All of us. Everyone you encounter is a member of the nose-hole society that you're part of. We breathe in, breathe out. And yet we have difficulties even just with ourselves, much less with so-called others. So that's why we clarify. That's why we talk. I talk here. And if there's nothing that you want to bring up, that's fine. But that's the point of the talking, not to add more dross or dirt ideas that you need to remember. It's just to encourage through what we talk about to clarify what we need to do. So, yes, Cindy.
I think there sometimes for me, I mean, you talk about the Shen, we're doing these ordinary activities.
Uh-huh.
But I think sometimes for me, before I come, I still have this idea that it's, you know, that it's not ordinary, that it's extraordinary in some way.
Uh-huh.
And before I left home, I knew I was getting sick, and so this friend of mine came by and said, "Oh, you're sick." And I said, "Yes, I think so." She said, "Well, are you still going to go?" And I, you know, it's the kind of thing that when I think about later,
uh-huh.
I said, "Oh, but Sashin is the best place to be sick," you know, because whatever, you know, the, I don't know. But then once I was here, you know, that wasn't so much what I was thinking. Yesterday, I don't know. I think I just see that sometimes I think practice is going to give me some special kind of functioning,
uh-huh.
you know, where I'll readily accept illness or, you know, I'll hit the bells perfectly, or you know, whatever
uh-huh.
it is. So it's a little bit disappointing to hear that that's not the case.
You think there's something wrong with being
exactly.
sick,
right? Yes.
Or see, that's because we believe our ideas and judgments about that some changing conditions are the ones that we should have, and other changing conditions are the ones we shouldn't have. See, that's where I started out with. Our life is living in the midst of ongoing change. Isn't that wonderful? It really is. We can get to enjoy that. We can get to be in the midst of that. And yet, if we believe that what we need to do is fix the changes so that they go only in the direction that I want, well, it's fine. You could want to have certain things, but you have to know what is in your capacity and what isn't, and know how to embrace this life of ongoing change. That's what sitting gives you the opportunity. Sitting upright in the midst of ongoing change. Sitting upright in the midst of ongoing change that is so-called inside, outside, so-called self and others, so-called human and non-human. Because that's what the Buddha comes to teach, how not to suffer, or how to relieve suffering and stress in the midst of that. That's what we have to offer ourselves and each other. Yeah, isn't it great to see how much we don't like it when someone that we're close to wants us to do A, B, C, or acts in way D, E, F. And we're sure they shouldn't be like that. Except the fact that cause and effect universe manifests them in that way. Cause and effect universe manifests them in that way right now. And instead we want to do blame. And we want to get angry instead of seeing, okay, what, how to respond directly to this is the way the universe is manifesting in this person being this way, or in my body being this way, or my mind, if we use those words, in being this way. See, that's the wonderful opportunity to directly embrace this life that we are. See, that's what Guishan was saying. Directly apprehend, directly embrace. That's what being, living life joyously is, what our practice is. Because being joyous is who we are. As long as we don't dump too much dross in the way. Otherwise, what we get to see is a lot of dross. Dross is a strange word, but old-fashioned word, isn't it?
Does most it mean straw or
dirt, straw, all sorts of things. Things that are not so nice. Yesterday I used that, not that, but the other function, but yes. It's an old fashioned word, but we all know what we're talking about. Anyone else? This is your opportunity. You have something? No. It's okay. Thank you all.
Copyright 2013, Eliu Genmyo Smith.